And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the vernal equinox, visit Darktown, and celebrate World Water Day and the birthdays of George Olson and Mort Dixon. The vernal equinox took place at 11:02 UTC last week on March 20th, meaning it's now spring. Well, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere. So here are some rapidly rotating records to celebrate spring, beginning with the Record Boys.
Thank you. they hide the sun, why, that's a sign it's gonna rain. When a fellow thinks that two can live as cheap as one, why, that's a sign that he's insane. There are even signs that tell the time of the year. If you don't understand, I will make them clear. When the birdies in the trees start to sing their melodies, then you know that spring is here. When you see the BBDs waving gently in the breeze, then you know that spring is here. When you see the nurses pushing baby buggies in the park, and with the coppers they hold hands and spoon until it's dark. When the mustard bites the hot dogs and they all begin to bark, then you know that spring is here.
Thank you. Made you forget about a but no, myself felt it was rather wiser to melt. The warmth of your voice has left it no choice. It seems to be spring, little larks are larking about. Come closer and cling, not a person parking around. Those cold loves, all my old loves from me I cling. It seems to be spring in my heart.
Waring's Pennsylvanians, which started out in 1918 as the Waring McClintock Snap Orchestra, and It Seems to Be Spring. That recording is from January 27, 1930, and the vocal trio is the three girlfriends, June Schaefer, Ida Pearson, and Stella Friend. It Seems to Be Spring was written by Richard Whiting and George Marion Jr. and is featured in the Paramount Public's picture Let's Go Native, starring Jack Oakey and Jeanette MacDonald. Before the Pennsylvanians, it was Rube Bloom and a piano solo of his composition, Spring Fever, from a Harmony 78, which will be having its 87th birthday in exactly 1 week, having been recorded March 31, 1926. Spring Fever was preceded by Irving Aronson and his Commanders, and Spring Is Here. The vocal duo on that April 27, 1926 Victor recording was Phil Sachs and Clifford Red Stanley, who does the little kid voice toward the end. That's from a fairly recent release on the Rivermont label, Irving Aronson and His Commanders, Let's Misbehave, 1926 to 1928, with the liner notes by my friend Randy Skretvedt, whom many of you know as Randy Bryan, host of Forward Into the Past. We began our celebration of spring with the Record Boys, Al Bernard, Frank Camplain, and Sammy Stept, as he's credited on the label, with When Spring Comes Peeping Through, from a Vocalion 78 made February 9, 1926. Al Bernard wrote the lyric and Sam stepped the tune. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played the Darktown Flapper's Ball by Mamie Smith. Well, this week we're going to travel back to Darktown to do the Darktown Shuffle. Thank you. Ted Lewis and his band with Darktown Strutter's Ball, written by Shelton Brooks and recorded 86 years and one day ago on March 23, 1927. Before Ted Lewis, it was Darktown Reveille, written by W.C. Handy and Chris Smith and recorded by Edison on September 20, 1923 by the Jazzo Harmonists. Phil Napoleon and Miff Mole are rumored to have been in the band, but it's for sure that the trumpeter was Louis Katzman, who directed the Atlantic Dance Orchestra for Edison. The Jazzo Harmonists recorded 11 sides for Edison before disappearing. We started off with Seattle Harmony Kings, who, despite the name, had little if anything whatsoever to do with Seattle, and Darktown Shuffle from September 2, 1925. The group was formed in the early 20s by Eddie Niebauer, who played clarinet and tenor sax. Darktown Shuffle was written by Joe Thomas and Earl Baker. Joe Thomas played piano in the band, and Earl Baker played cornet.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, March 18th, marked the birth in 1893 in Portland, Oregon, of George Olson. He learned to play violin, piano, and drums at an early age and led a drum and bugle band at his military school. He enrolled in the University of Michigan to study law, but his interest in music won out and he formed his first dance band, a six-piece group in which Olson was drummer, in Portland in 1917. In 1924, Olson broadcast from Portland over station KWG, billed as Dance Music by George Olson's Metropolitan Orchestra of the Hotel Portland. From there, he relocated to California, where he played in theaters and ballrooms. He was hired by Florence Ziegfeld to play in the musical comedy Kid Boots in New York, and other shows followed, as well as nightclub appearances at Jack White's 54th Street Club, The Rendezvous, and the Club Richmond. He achieved national fame with his Victor recording of Who in 1925, by which time the band had grown into a 16-piece orchestra and featured vocalist Ethel Shutta, who would become Mrs. George Olson. It was Olson's PR man, Gil Bogue, who came up with the title George Olson and His Music. In the early 30s, the band returned to Los Angeles to play the Plantation Ballroom and make some movie shorts. After a final engagement at the Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago in 1951, George Olson retired from band leading and opened a restaurant in Paramus, New Jersey. He died on his birthday, March 18th, in 1971. Here's George Olson.
While love brews over all. walk for miles, place to place, but no one smiles to help me chase those big city blues. I'm like a little tot that needs a lot of tenderness and care. All I've got is just a lot of sorrow and despair. Won't someone please talk to me? Don't refuse. Hear my plea and help me lose those big city blues.
Mrs. George Olson, Ethel Shutta on I'm So Alone with the Crowd from April 14, 1932. George met Ethel in the stage production of Whoopee, and they were married in 1929, but after 7 years and 2 children, they divorced. I'm So Alone with the Crowd was written by Jack Little and was preceded by another song about metropolitan isolation, Big City Blues. The vocalist there was Fran Fry on April 1, 1929. Big City Blues was written by Sidney Mitchell, Archie Gottler, and Con Conrad for the score of Fox movie Tone Follies of 1929. We started off our tribute to George Olson with the vocal trio of Fran Fry, Bob Borger, and Bob Rice with For You and Me from January 6, 1927. Jesse L. Deppen wrote the tune and Thecla Hollingsworth the lyric. The pair also collaborated on Oh Miss Hannah, Oh Lucindy, and Comin' Home, all of which were recorded by the Revelers. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, March 20th, marked the birth in 1892 in New York City of Mort Dixon. He served in the Army during World War I, directing the Army show Whiz Bang, which toured France after the war. Upon returning to the U.S., he began his musical career as a vaudeville actor, and in 1923, his first published song, That Old Gang of Mine, became a hit. He contributed to a number of Broadway scores, including The Laugh Parade, Sweet and Low, and Crazy Quilt, as well as almost 20 films. He collaborated with composers including Billy Rose, Ray Henderson, Harry Warren, Harry M. Woods, and Ali Rubel. Mort Dixon died on March 23, 1956, in Bronxville, New York. His catalog includes hits such as Bye Bye Blackbird, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover, I Found a $1 Million Baby in a 5-and-10-cent Store, and these.
And the women wicky wacky woo. The way they can entertain would hurry a hurricane. Back in Nakasaki, where the fellas chew tobacco and the women wicky wacky woo. Oh, Fujiyama, you get a mama, and then your troubles increase. In some pagoda, she orders soda, the earth shakes, milk shakes, 10 cents apiece. They kissy and huggy night. By jingo, it's worth the price. Back in Nakasaki, where the fellas chew tobacco and the women wicky wacky woo. Thank you.
happiness ahead. I'm sure we'll spend a day of cheer for every little tear we've shed. Sweetheart, I see our happiness ahead. And there's a house beside a stream, exactly like our dream book said. Why don't we make light of our sorrows and smile till they are done? We've so many tomorrows to find our place in the sun. So dream on, 'cause love is bound to see us through. Let's paint the future rosy red. There's happiness ahead for two. Here we are, our lucky star is still a little stranger, hiding in the deep blue sky. Till the day we find it, put our cares behind it, why not keep our courage
wind sighing in a sing-song sycamore tree. I can find my silver lining when I see the moonlight shining in the sing-song sycamore tree. And when that clock in the hall starts in chiming, right up the stairs I'll be climbing. Then I'll soon be snugly resting like the bluebirds that are nesting in the sing-song sycamore tree. Thank you.
The last time Mort Dixon had his own segment was in 2007, and we played the same three songs, but by different artists. This time, as last, we started off with Nagasaki, but this time by Nat Shilkret and his orchestra from July 12, 1928. That was followed by Dick Powell in 1934 with Happiness Ahead, from the film of the same name in which he starred along with Josephine Hutchinson, and in which he sings Happiness Ahead across the opening credits. And we finished up with the Ipana Troubadours, directed by S.C. Lannan, and in the sing-song Sycamore Tree, from one of those great-sounding Columbia Vivatonal 78s, made January 21, 1928. The vocal chorus was by Harold Lambert, who we know better as Scrappy. I was reminded the other day by the Nature Conservancy that March 22nd was World Water Day, a day for raising awareness of the importance of conserving and protecting the Earth's most important resource. You can find out more about World Water Day, the global water crisis, and facts about water, such as that it takes 7 liters of water to produce the plastic for just one disposable water bottle, at the Nature Conservancy's website, nature.org. So, get a reusable water bottle. We're going to celebrate World Water Day by raising awareness of some rapidly rotating records about water, beginning with the Happy Six. Thank you. We started off that aqueous set with the Harry Yerkes group, The Happy Six, and a happy tune written by Harry Von Tilzer, Silver Water. As was common at the time, that recording introduced another tune at the beginning as sort of a teaser, in this case, Happy Hottentot, also written by Von Tilzer. There are words to Silver Water, which were written by George A. Kershaw. That Columbia recording is from June 23, 1920. Next was a record we last played in '05, Sloppy Water Blues, written and performed there, of course, by Fats Waller, on the organ in the former Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey, on January 14, 1927. And we finished up with Benny Moten and his Kansas City Orchestra with a Benny Moten composition, Hot Water Blues, also recorded in Camden on September 7, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶